they all say this is, they all have to put it in this politically correct to meet the changing needs of our customers and to move with the speed required in this agile, you know, technological age. You know, we have to make some changes in the organization to deliver what our customers demand.
Now, I can't help but notice that this was done at the first, on the first of the month, right?
Well, it was Friday, so that would have been
these decisions were made on the first of the month. There's like those people that I would like to find out, though, those people that got laid off, did they wake up Thursday morning and say rabbit, rabbit, very first thing?
Maybe not.
Clearly they did not, because they did not have good luck. They were laid off.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did they wake up Thursday morning and say rabbit, 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 very first thing?
Rabbit, rabbit. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4669 of the BFO for Thursday the what of January 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. Big Freddy. Hello, new Leafas, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your New Year's Day is going well. Y'all, you're new Leafas today because, you know, many people make New Year's resolutions. Yes, Big Betty, most don't keep them. It's true. And so I've made a resolution not to make New Year's resolutions. Oh, Big Betty, you've already not kept it. Well, I guess you're right. So y'all, if you, however, have resolved for something to better yourself or the world for 2026, y'all, I commend you. And if you haven't, that's okay too. Just you know, maybe we can all just be a little kinder and care a little more about others and take a moment to take care of ourselves and take a moment just to exhale and sit back and make time for your own personal enjoyment. Big Freddy, are you talking about? No, I'm not talking about touching myself. Big Freddy, okay. But, you know, if you want to touch it, Big Freddy. It's true. Y'all, let's see. First of all, y'all, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve prior to Granny and Durwood and the Nip coming by for our little New Year's hoot nanny. Big Fatty is more of just a nanny. Well, okay, the hoot has left us. Anyway, y'all, just to let you know, everybody will be joining me here at the villa. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff to eat. We're going to have my homemade bacon horseradish dip. I've got to put out some of my chow chow that my neighbor gave me. We're going to have chilled shrimp. Scrimps with cocktail sauce. We're gonna have little ham biscuits. We're gonna have cheese cookeries. We got Granny's making blue cheese meatballs. Now, y'all, that'll be a first. So we'll see what that's all about. Durwood's bringing chicken wings from the Vaughn's East. And if the NEP follows his normal submission, it'll be some chicken nuggets. And y'all, then we're going to have the Yule log cake for dessert. And y'all, we'll see if that all happens. I'll report to you on that on Tamari's little show. But anyway, y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, not a whole lot went on. I did watch a little bit of the Swartz Ball, Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. They were winning, and then they gave up the ghost. You know, near the Coastal Carolina is near Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Yes, Big Fatty. And that was a disappointment that turned out that way. And I did turn off. I watched the Wheel and the Jeopardy. Y'all, by the way, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, I'm turning more and more into Big Fatty every day. I'm watching the Jeopardy with regularity. Oh, Big Fatty, he must fiber during Jeopardy. Well, maybe so. And hump day morning, y'all, he showed a picture of him filling up his pill box. So yes, Big Fatty, he really is turning into you. It's true. So y'all, he's got a pill box that I think he fills it up once a month. Big Fatty, y'all, I'd be too confused to do that. But y'all, at 8 p.m. in the evening, there was there a sports ball game on? There may have been, but I didn't watch it. And no, I don't think there was. But I just turned the TV machine off, and y'all, I started reading the magazine that my brother and sister-in-law gave me about the Wizard of Oz. Y'all, it's very, very interesting. It's got lots of pictures. Got lots of pictures that I've never seen before, and lots of stories and everything. And it's very, very interesting for people of a certain age. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, I think that's of a certain age. Yes, Big Fatty. It was going below freezing, had to drip the pipes Tuesday evening, but I slept like a baby. Got up on hump day morning. I had sausage balls for my brofkas, read the paper, did my puzzles, and it was so chilly outside, I didn't immediately go out for the nipple walk. I kind of got the dining room table all set up where everything's gonna be when everybody gets here, and you know, it's just something to look. You know, you got do it. If you're gonna do it right. Make it look nice. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I prepared the little ham biscuits. The prep work. I'll cook them. I'll bake them once everybody arrives. And, just kind of thought things through and all. And, I think I'm ready to go once everybody gets here. And then after that, I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, all I did was Fat Acres today because it was still chilly. I heard Mr. Cackle. I heard Mr. Cackle say that he might record a little show on New Year's Eve. You know that Joey Bukaki? That Joey Bukaki used to do Creaming in the New Year. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it sounded vulgar. Well, the title. Yes, Big Fatty, the title. But don't do that anymore. But anyway, too busy celebrating his exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, I got a textimonium from the Burries. Brian and the Burry and the Flopfo. Y'all, you know, it's their anniversararium on New Year's Eve. And y'all, the two of them go out for a date night at lunchtime. Because they're going to have everybody over to the, it's not the compound anymore, it's the estate or something. I don't know what it is. And y'all, Brian ordered some sort of risotto. Y'all, it was served on a turkey platter. Y'all, there was enough risotto for six people on that platter. I asked if he was a member of the Clean Plate Club. He was not. However, all the leftovers went into the to-go container, so I'm sure Danbury Jr. will be finishing that off. But anyway, I thought I would just sit down and record a little show. And y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Make a wish, wish every dream. Wish it was good heart. And your wish will come true. Yeah, I see y'all, it was a car. And y'all, it was from a company. The return address was Moonpig. Now, y'all, I have no idea. Y'all, and the logo is of a pig wearing an astronaut helmet. And y'all have no idea what the Moonpig is. But we're gonna open it up right now and just see what we got here. Oh, big fatty! Did the skull lick the envelope? It looks like it. And let's see what we got here. Oh, look, big fatty! It's a Crema card. It says "Merry Crema from across the miles." And y'all, it's a little village with Santa Claus flying overhead. And it says, to Big Fatty and the BFO gang, Merry Crema and a Happy New Year. Thank you for all your little shows in 2025 and also for your help with recording for me from Paul and Dealey. Well, Dealey just passed away earlier this week. But what a nice, y'all, that's a Shy Yeti. What a nice card. And Dealey, thank you too. I know you're a big listener, big Eddie. I hope that's not what took Dealey out. No, y'all, I'm gonna put a picture. I'm gonna put a picture of the card up on the WWW at noon today. And y'all, speaking of the WWW, y'all, I went over there to look at some comments and all, and y'all, let me just see if I can find it here. Y'all, I had several comments. Let's see, I had one from Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver says, "Happy New Year, sweet big fatty. Thanks for all the laughs and love. You are the best." Well, no, you are the best, Miss Beaver. And then I had another comment earlier, and it said, for Moose, Boots is really a good series. I haven't watched anything more than that that first episode. And then going back to last week, y'all, there was a comment over there from the Laughing Buddha, and it says, "Oh, those Oakry Santa Claus ointments are so sweet and such a lovely remembrance of your brother." And y'all, there was one more. Let me see if I can find it here. No, there's not a comment there, not one there, not one there, not one there. I know there's another comment somewhere. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit older. Let's just go back here, but it was just made the other day. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. And y'all, it is from Gus Chan. You know, I'm been worried sick about him. And he says, Big Freddy, I've come out of lurking to say hello and thank you for always remembering my exit from the birth canal. Here's what I've been up to. I stopped walking dogs full time, took a job as a florist, then quit that job to sell professional hire Kaya and Kala to licensed professionals. It's been a major uphill challenge. I had to learn multiple product lines inside and out and understand how they all work. I also had to turn a struggling store around and win back the clientele the previous manager had driven away. Last September, Big Fatty, you missed it. Okay, last...
Pray, September.
Was supposed to be my... I've lost it here. Was supposed to be the first time I could truly measure my sales against myself to see how I was doing. But then our sister store in town closed, and I took on a lot more responsibility. This year, I'll finally be competing against my own previous numbers, so we'll see if I really have what it takes. I promote my store a lot online and on social media and have some pretty good solid, and I have become a pretty good solid pitch person. I've even gotten some praise from the higher ups, which feels good. I've also gotten pretty good at dyeing my own hair and facial hair to match. Currently, I'm rocking a green teal holiday look. After Crema, my cat attempted to take me out, and I ended up with a pretty solid sprained ankle. Several people told me I had to go to the ER, so after an expensive foot photo shoot, I was told it was sore, bruised, and possibly had torn ligaments. I now have a lovely jelly splint to keep me from rolling my ankle. So here I am, back at work, dealing with staffing issues, a missed shipment, and winter weather. If any hardworking people in my area are looking for a fun part-time job, I might have an opening. You never know when someone might de-lurk again and say hello or get artsy craft and mail something your way. Hope all is well in fatty land. P.S. My foot is improving more each day, and I can almost walk without a limp, but it's still purple and maybe is making sure I exercise it. Well, Gus Chad, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I've got one last thing I want to talk to you about. You know my Northeast Straight Jetty. Y'all, he made a comment. He says, I'm beginning to think these crema trees aren't really trees. And, you know, bless his heart. And he sent me a little moving picture of something he did at his house. And y'all, I'm not gonna say any more about it, but y'all, this is my Northeast Straight Jetty, and how he helped decorate his house for the crema season. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been... Oh dear gosh, y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got word from Gavin around noontime on New Year's Eve. I am officially retired, and so y'all, I know he's celebrating that. Y'all, I had a couple of folks. Jeff was trying to get on the hand map, and I referred the comment to Crooked Hat, and he's looking into it. And so we'll see. We may have a new hand map person by the time the new year comes in. Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel, you know, it's the first of the month, and just out of curiosity, what should people be saying?
Did they wake up Thursday morning and say rabbit, 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 very first thing?
Oh, yes, you always say it twice on the first day of January of the new year.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.